Hey everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. My name is Shelley, and I am super excited to have, again, as a guest, Janine Finney, the Flip-Flop CEO. She is the co-author of the books If the Shoe Fits and The Flip-Flop CEO. Janine is a leading expert in the world of network marketing, and today we talk about why network marketing is good for women. And before you hit the, oh, I don't want to listen to this, network marketing is a pyramid scheme kind of attitude, give it a listen, because we talk about the industry, how it's changed, why it's good for women, and we dispel some of the myths that go along with network marketing. So before we get to the episode with Janine, I want to invite you to join my Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. Link is down below. And I will also post the link to the YouTube version of this episode. Okay, friends, without further ado, here is my conversation with Janine Finney.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned podcast, Shelley Dryman.
Hey, Janine, how are you, my friend?
I am so good. How are you?
I am good. It's always, now my phone's ringing. What the heck? Sorry, guys. It's always something, isn't it? So I am good. And I tell you, I'm so happy that you're joining me. I just always, always love talking to you.
Well, I love talking to you as well.
we're a mutual admiration society.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm going to go on with my love fest here for a little bit before we start talking, but I don't remember how we met. I don't know if I contacted you or you contacted me. It doesn't really matter, but you are just such a lovely, sincere person who just has this way about, you've just got this light about you. You know, you're just, people I think would just be so drawn to you. So when I first met you, I was just like, I just love this woman. I want to be her friend.
Thank you. So now
we're friends. But but I wanted to get Janine on here because she really, first of all, has a really great story. I think that most of us can relate to in terms of network marketing. And then also, I think you just have a really good perception and a really good view of network marketing and why it's good for women. In fact, you've written two books, The Flip-Flop CEO with your daughter, and then also If the Shoe Fits, which I have both of them. So they're really, really good books. So to get started, Janine, a couple things. I want you to tell your story about how you are a network marketer. I don't know that I want to say the word hater, but you were totally against it. And then what changed your mind? And then we'll go into more topics, but I want you to briefly tell our audience your story real quick.
Absolutely. Well, I've been telling people lately that I'm kind of an accidental network marketer. But basically what happened to me is that my daughter, who graduated from college and immediately went into the corporate world and got a 9-to-5, found out that she did not fit into that world very well. She absolutely craved freedom. She was miserable and would cry every Sunday night. She went from job to job to job, and really, she just couldn't do it. And I'm not sure how I ended up with a daughter like that, because she watched me for 30 plus years go to work in the dark and come home in the dark, and that was her role model. But I guess she just decided, I do not want to be like her. So she went to a presentation that her sister told her about, and it turned out to be a presentation about a network marketing business. And at the time, I was actually looking for something, because the company that I had worked for 10 years was sold, and I was with nothing. I was really searching for what I was going to do next. And so Lori came home all excited and said, oh my gosh, I figured out what I'm going to do. And I'm highly qualified because I have a marketing degree and it's perfect. And I can work you know, as go to work at whatever time I want, the hours I want, and there's no limit to the amount of income that I can make. And we can do it together. And I just said, no way. And Lori was like, what? Because everything you've ever said before, I'm like, of course you can do it. Anything you put your mind to, you just do whatever makes your heart happy. And I was just, no. And she, I said, Lori, you need to run in the opposite direction. You have no idea what you're getting yourself into. This is not what you think it is. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And, you know, no way. And I just was resistant. And she had never experienced that for me before. And she was just shocked, didn't know what to do, and continued to try to, you know, tell me all these things about it. And I just was no. And I really thought that over my dead body, would I ever become one of those people? Because I had had such a terrible experience 30 years prior. I had been invited over to somebody's house for dinner, and I thought I was the only guest. And when I arrived, there were all kinds of cars parked out front, and I went inside the house and there were all these people there, and it turned out to be a business opportunity presentation. And I was really angry. I mean, I had been lied to, and I just, you know, it really scarred me for life. So along the way, over the years, I've had different people come to me and try to tell me about, you know, network marketing opportunities, and I would not just brand the other way. And so after Lori, I've got to give her so much credit. She hung on to her dream. She knew that she had found exactly what she was looking for. She just wasn't quite sure what to do with it, because she was sure that I would join her in the business, and I didn't. And when I didn't, she wasn't sure what to do. But for a year, we argued. I would not touch the products. I treated them like they were, you know, the worst thing on the planet. It was just a really, really tough time for us, a really tough time for her. And so we were on a trip together and coming back from Denver on a plane ride, and Lori had fallen asleep, and I was desperate for something to read. She had this little book in her lap, so I picked it up and started reading it. And in 20 minutes, when she woke up, I was a completely different person. I mean, it was just like a light switch. I when she woke up, I said, oh my gosh, I think I was born to do this.
I love this part of your story, because I can just imagine your daughter going, has my mom been taken over by the pod people? You know? So what was it in that? I mean, you don't have to name the book, but what was the thing that made you do such a 180?
It really showed me a completely different way to do this business than what I had experienced. And I think, you know, 35 years ago, I think people were taught to lie if they had to get somebody to a presentation. Yeah. And, you know, that's really unfortunate that was the way it used to be. But what I realized is that that experience that I had was not the entire picture about this profession. And what really attracted me to this business, what made me feel like I was born to do this, is that instead of it being a numbers game, and I think network marketing really used to be a numbers game, and anybody that was breathing, you would just try to recruit them because you know, wanted to get everybody in. And that was a turnoff to me. And I think it's also one of the reasons people think of pyramid when they think about this business, because back then you had to buy inventory. So when you signed up, you were a big order. You were going to place this big order, and the person above you was going to get paid for that order, whether or not those products ever got sold. I mean, you could be stuck with a garage full of soap for the rest of your life, and, you know, the person above you made this money. And so I think that's part of the reason, you know, that there is kind of this stigma. So for people like me that have never taken the time to really understand the business model, there are so many misconceptions that I had that this book just dismissed for me. And it basically gave me the impression that it's about quality, not quantity. And because the truth is, when you sponsor someone, you really are going to work for them. And you're only going to be successful to the degree that they're going to be successful. So I don't get the mentality of just bringing a bazillion people in and throwing them out. You know, it's like sink or swim. You know, this was more about giving them a swimming lesson and making sure they know how to swim. And, you know, it was just a different, it was more nurturing. It was more caring about the person. And it just was so different than what I had expected. And so, or what my perception was from my previous experience. And so I loved it. I mean, I loved that, and it broke it down into really that it wasn't like you had to have, I always thought network marketers had to be constantly recruiting all the time, just bringing in people all the time. But if you really are a little bit more selective, which is what I choose to be, because I am going to go to work with that person. And I've had to learn a lot of these lessons the hard way, because I typically care more about the person's success than they do. And that's a real danger in this business.
You can't care more than they do. Before we go any further, I just want to tell people, if you want to drop some comments down below or in the sidebar on YouTube here, please do so, because Janine will answer questions. But how would you, I'm sure everyone has this perception of network marketing, but what would you, like, in terms for today, what would you explain to someone? Because we think Amway, you know, which Amway has, like, I hate to call people out in front of a million people, but Amway seems to have, like, you say Amway, people are like, but the modern version of network marketing, how would you describe that?
Well, I just have to say that what you're saying is so funny. It's making me laugh, because when Lori first got started, she would talk to people during that year and they would say, "Is this Amway?" And she'd go, "Yeah, I guess it must be, because that's what everybody asks me." She didn't know that there was really a company. And I hate to pick on Amway, but, you know, I do think that it is the way that it used to be. It's not anymore.
It's a name people are familiar with. So when you say that, they know what you're talking about. So, yeah.
Yes. The business is so different now. I think one of the biggest reasons is the internet. I mean, you know, there isn't a need to carry inventory anymore. I was talking to someone about network marketing the other day, and oh my gosh, he was just reminding us of all the differences, even from when I first got involved, that there weren't really laptops. It wasn't like everybody had a laptop. So you had to fax in orders and, you know, or phone them in. But even before, I mean, you used to have to pay for long distance calls. You could never do, you know, anything like we do today. So the technology has made this business it just brilliant. I mean, it is truly like the perfect storm for this business, because it's in essence a virtual business in a box. It's like a franchise. It's your own little store. That is virtual. So anybody that you know or have known your whole life can shop at your store. It makes so much more sense than even buying a franchise, where you really had this one location. If you compared it to a Subway store, you know, your friends and family all over the world can't buy from your Subway store, because you've got, you know, it's in a neighborhood. And so this is just brilliant because of the accessibility that we have to everyone, and people are looking for freedom and flexibility. And the fact that everything is turnkey, I mean, to imagine a business that you can buy, that you can, you know, start for such a low investment, you know, that gives you all of the things, all the infrastructure is already set up. It's unreal. I mean, compared to any other business that anyone would do, the return on investment potential is so great compared to, you know, the low amount to get in and the low risk. I mean, that's the other thing when you look around now as we're going through the pandemic and see how many businesses are going out of business. And, you know, you look at even just signage for a building or the, you know, if it's a restaurant, the all the things they had to put into it. A lot of times people mortgage their homes to start a business or go into debt forever. And this is such low risk that, you know, again, my passion truly is women and baby boomers, because women are looking for what this business is. They're looking for a way to not have to give up their substantial income. You know, a lot of women have the golden handcuff syndrome, and they're looking for a way to get out of that situation and be able to have more freedom and flexibility. The challenge is they're never going to look at network marketing because so many people perceive it as being this little thing that you do on the side, that you can only make a little bit of money, and they're not informed. That's the big thing. Is most people are not informed.
Let's talk about that for a second. You just said so many things that I want to touch on. So first of all, yes, you're in my Women Over 50 group, and I think you've seen the post where women are like, I've lost my job, I'm tired of my job, I've been made redundant, ageism, all that stuff. So, I mean, you and I see it in the group all the time. People posting there all the time. I don't know what to do. And, you know, I've had this conversation before about how much people want to make. And I think the misconception, there's the way they do the stats is very misleading, because they combine all the stats on average. And then there are some people like me, when I first started out 2 years ago, the only thing I really wanted was the discount on the products, and my daughter bought them, you know. And then when I learned more about the company, I became really enamored with their mission. But I found a statistic that I thought was really interesting. And it says 82% of women in the U.S. who make $100,000 a year or more do it through direct sales. 82% of women. So, you know, and I'm just, you know, I just don't want to talk about, you know, just the income aspect of it, because there's a lot more. But I want to encourage people who follow me and who follow Janine, because I think you and I are like two of the most authentic people when it comes to this. I mean, we're not going to bullshit you. We're not going to lie to you about anything. But, you know, really do some research before you dismiss an idea. So I thought that that was really, really interesting about over $1,000 a year most of the women are in direct sales.
Well, and the reason for that, I believe, is because in traditional jobs, into traditional 9-to-5s, we accept a salary. We apply for a job and there's a salary, that there's a limit to what you can make. Or if you're a salesperson, you know, maybe you're on commissions. If you start making too much, you know, they take away part of your territory or they change the game. So, this is a very different situation. You are paid based on your effectiveness. And really isn't a limit to that. I mean, you choose the limit. You choose how much you want to put into it. But it really is limitless based on your desire and your effort. And that is unheard of. People are just not accustomed to that because...
I think you mentioned that in one of your books. I can't remember which one. When you talk about how people are, any sort of business where you go out on your own, you know, like you get a paycheck every week or month from your job. So you do your work, you get the paycheck, which is a good thing, you know. But for network marketing, you work, and then you'll get a paycheck, you know. So people don't... always, you hear that? Am I echoing? I hear an echo. People don't take that into consideration because they're so used to. I'm getting an echo. I'm sorry. I don't know where that's coming from. People are so used to getting a paycheck for the work they do. So I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm getting an echo.
That's
here.
A really That's a really good point to talk about. I can maybe plug in my earbuds. Yeah,
that might help a little bit.
So you're bringing up a really good point in that it's delayed gratification. And the reason it's so important to understand this business is if somebody starts out with the wrong expectations and they really think of this as a job and that's all they've done is where you put 8 hours in and you get paid for 8 hours, this is very different. You are laying a foundation. It's like building a house, you know, before the house goes up, there's a whole lot of foundation, a whole lot of, you know, work that's done before you actually see the house. And so it's just like working out too. You know, you don't expect to go to a gym and work out one time or for 1 week and have a different body. We know.
Oh, yes, I do, Janine.
I want to go to that gym. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be the most perfect gym in the world.
But, yes.
Yeah. So that's absolutely right. And I have found, you know, talking with you and then some of our mutual friends like Susan Wheeler and really getting into the business that I'm in with my company. I just find it so empowering to be able to, first of all, decide what I want to do with my life and my time within this business. But what are the top three or four things that you would say to a woman? Like, why is this good for you to think about? How is this going to change your life if you decide to go into network marketing?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the freedom and flexibility. I think for women, especially, that we're torn in so many directions and we try to do it all. And this is truly a business where what I love the most is you open up your calendar, you put in the things that are, you know, you don't want to compromise on. Maybe it's your daughter's birthday or it's, you know, there's all kinds of different things that are non-negotiable that we wish we could go to. But with traditional jobs, you just have to say, no, you can't. And so you get to put in all of those non-negotiables first, and then you plan your work around your life. Being able to do that is priceless. So that's one of the things that I think is huge. I think for women, it is such a natural thing for us to do the things that this business involves. It's sharing something that you love. You know, people are not going to go with a company that they don't love the products.
Exactly.
There's so many choices out there. We're not doing this just because we get paid to do it. We're doing it because we love the products. And it really is a very fair compensation system if you think about it. It's a lot more fair than, you know, marketing and having actors or supermodel spokespeople talking about products that they don't use. This is
You talk about that in your book, and I love it when you said, I don't remember which actress it was, whatever actress, Meryl Streep, whatever, doesn't even use the lipstick or the hair color. And they're paying these people millions of dollars to sell you these products.
Exactly. And, you know, we think that's okay only because it's the way it's been for so long. Mm-hmm. But we're being duped. We're being duped by advertising. And yet here is a friend or your next door neighbor that is telling you about something that they use and can talk about why they like it. And we turn our noses up at them. And,
you know, or we preach it, Janine. Or they say things like, that's a scheme. You're in a pyramid scheme. I'm not like you, you know, like several people have done. I've never had anyone say that to me. But it's so true. It's like, I'm not gonna buy your face cream, but I'm gonna buy Julia Roberts.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, for women, those are really big. I think also being able to take control of your financial future and not be so vulnerable. I think the thing that the pandemic has really taught us all is that we should not have all of our eggs in one basket. I mean, look at all the people that feel like the rug has been pulled out from under their feet. Who would have imagined what, you know, that this could happen in such a short amount of time? And so, you know, whoever you are, if you're trading time for money, and one of the things we talk about in the books that we don't really reference back a lot is the whole concept about trading time for money versus creating some stream of income that is going to come in after, even if you're not putting hours in and getting hours out. And that concept is really from the Rich Dad, Poor Dad books by Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecter. And those books changed our lives. They changed Lori's life right after college. She found out about those books. And there, it's a concept that should be taught in school. We should be taught, instead of just getting a job, we should be taught to figure out how to create something that is going to go on paying us for a long time. And so that is another way for women to really just not feel so vulnerable. And, you know, this gives them the opportunity to do that. You know, another benefit, I think, for women is that we get to choose who we work for or work with. And, oh, my gosh, that has been the greatest blessing of this, is doing this with my daughter and actually both daughters for a while. You know, most people go to work and live for the weekends or live for those 2 weeks or 3 weeks off they get every year. I have had the privilege of doing life every day with my daughter and to be able to be there when my grandchildren were born. And, you know, all those things that if I had been in my old corporate, you know, position, I would have never been able to be there. So, you know, life is the journey. It's not just this destination that we get to. It's every single day. And to be able to be with the people that we want to be with, I mean, you know, whether it's your daughter or maybe a best friend, somebody you went to college with or high school with that you never get to see, all of a sudden you can choose that person. You can be business partners together. And, you know, most of the network marketing companies also offer all kinds of perks that we're not used to, and trips that you can earn. And I mean, I think about the vacations I've been on and the trips I've been on with my daughter that I could never have afforded those things before. And these are things that really are relatively realistic to earn. I mean, I always earned, you know, every trip every year because it was just such a wonderful perk of this business. And so when you've chosen your best friend or your daughter or whoever to be your business partner, that's the person you get to go on these trips with and enjoy life with. Yeah. So that's priceless as well.
Yeah, I agree totally. And I think, you know, I think what women who are listening to this and, you know, live and on the replay, you have to remember is this is a different mindset. This is the entrepreneurial sort of mindset that Janine has been in for many, many years, and that, you know, I'm really starting to embrace myself. And when you talk about, you know, wanting to do things, first of all, it's done a couple of things for me. I find it very empowering because I'm in love with my products. I'm in love with the people that buy my products. They, you know, I talk with them all the time. They are rave reviews about them. And I just love being able to see what they're doing with these products. And it's also, I've always been a little bit, I don't really care what people think, but this has given me the ability to say, yes, I'm a network marketer and I don't care what you think about that, because I am truly sold on this product. And I don't, you know, it's like back in the day it was different, but now, my upline has to work as hard as I do. They're not riding on my work. They have to work as hard as I do. So nobody is like, I don't feel like I'm, you know, being taken advantage of or anything, which is some of the, you know, things people tell me about. But I just think that this is a way for people for women in particular, to find something that they can make their own, that they're super passionate about, that they can bring other women in as well. and just build this community of women. Because in your book, you talk about how women travel in packs. Like, you know, like one woman goes to the bathroom, the other woman's like, oh, I'll go with you. You know, we're like more like nuns. We travel, you know, in pairs. And it's true. It's what we do. We're very social creatures. So it's very natural for us to get within a group of women and start talking about these things that affect us. So I think for it's just good for women, you know, like being able to create the life you want, your financial, you know, take control of your finances, not worry about being made redundant at work, to, you know, being able to do the things that you want to do with your loved ones. Because one of my things that I really want to do now is Steve's retired and I'm tired of him going off without me. I'm tired of him going to Oregon for 6 weeks without me, basically.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And when you're doing this, you can do it. I mean, you know, it's like Sharon is in your group and Sharon spends half the year in Costa Rica. But she is able to do her work from wherever she is. And we travel for 6 months of the year, typically in an RV. And what's really cool is that this business is virtual. You can take it with you. So you'll be able to go to Oregon with Steve and you can just slip out for a little bit, do a little bit of work, come back in. And, you know, you really can do this around your life, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on the half hour, so I've got a couple more things I want to ask you. What would you say to anyone who's listening right now, who's thinking, there's no way I could do this for whatever reason. No one would understand. I don't feel I have the money. I feel the time. I don't have the support. What would you tell them?
I would really want to talk to them about exactly what they're thinking is the limit. You know, what does not having enough time or not having enough money or not being good at sales, or tell me more about that. But I think the biggest thing is to just make sure that you're not listening to that little voice in your head that's saying that, and take the time to do your research. Our books, I don't mean to be just self-promoting, but we really wrote them they're written to connect with the skeptic. They're not written for network marketers, even though that seems to be who is reading them. We wrote them for the people that were like me. I wrote that book. They're written for me because I was the person that thought I knew all these things, because my experience was legitimate. But they're written to enlighten people about what this business is and what this business is not. And so I just would say to anyone, please don't say no before you know what it is that you're saying no to. Just make sure that you're making an informed decision. An informed decision doesn't come from Googling MLM, network marketing.
Don't do that.
That's scary. Yeah. Well, that leads to the fact that I'm starting a podcast called MLM You Decide, because we want to shine a light on the positive side of this business so that people will not make a decision with only half the information. Unfortunately, there's a lot more negative information because those people apparently don't have anything to do except make themselves a full-time critic. But it's scary when you look at that information, and it's just so important to really do your due diligence, talk to a couple of people and ask them what they like about it, and, you know, talk about your concerns. If you think you don't have enough time, well, how much time does it take? How much time do you spend on it? What do you do in that time? I mean, that's really what you want to do, is just get a realistic sense about what it is and then make an informed decision.
Yeah. That's great advice. So, hey, where can we get your books? I know you've got hardback and our hard copies, and I have the Kindle versions of them. Where can we find your books?
Yes. So, Amazon has, both books, and both books are on Kindle, and the Flip Flop CEO is also available in Audible. And the flip, Does the Shoe Fit is also going to be on Audible soon. We're getting that made into an Audible book. And then you can also go to our website, which is theflipflopceo.com, and the books are available there as well. So
awesome. And you know, for those who are listening and you have questions, please ask them. I will get back with Janine, or you can reach out to either one of us. For, you know, Janine is very approachable. She's very easy to talk to. You know, if you've got any questions or anything like that. But well, it's been lovely to chat with you again.
Yes, it has. Thank you, Shelley, so much.
Well, I thank you for being part of my crusade. I really truly appreciate it.
I'm glad to have you on this crusade with me. Yay!
Well, for everyone listening, before we say goodbye to Janine, I'm going to make sure that I put all of her information in the comments and show notes so you can reference those back. And please feel free to share this with anyone you think, if you're building a team, or anyone you think that might be interested in hearing this. So, okay, friends, until next time, stay awesome.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.